It is a pleasure to welcome you all here today for the official signing of the UN System Participation Contract for Expo Milano 2015. It is a huge honor and challenge for me to have been appointed as UN Commissioner General, responsible for leading the entire UN system in the preparations for Expo 2015. In this duty, I am assisted by a steering group composed of Expo 2015 organizers, representatives from the three Rome-based agencies, and the Department of Public Information in New York. In addition to this, the UN Expo team is composed by members of the Rome-based agencies and coordinates the daily work related to the UN Expo engagement. As mentioned by Mr. Sala, for the first time in the history of the Universal Expositions, the UN will not have an own dedicated pavilion this time, but instead a broad presence across the 1.1 million square meter site, and as we are in a house of agronomists and foresters, allow me to translate to hectares, 110 hectares. This new involvement is based on a strategic partnership approach between the host country, Expo 2015, on one side, and then the UN on the other side, and is one that should be continued in future editions of Expo. As you all will know, that very soon we will know the next Expo that we've decided just in a week's time. The UN breaks new ground with this innovative approach, which brings with it great opportunities, but which will, of course, involve a considerable coordination effort in order to ensure a coherent and efficient UN message with the maximum impact. And we surely cannot go back because this approach is a new one. And this message will be for sure around the Zero Hunger Challenge that the Secretary General launched in the Rio Plus 20 Summit. The coordination mechanism set up implemented by the UN Expo team ensures that all UN partners interested in contributing to Expo, be through physical exhibitions or through events, have the chance to do so. I'm delighted with the response that we have received so far, and already 22 UN agencies have submitted some very inspiring proposals. At the moment, we are consolidating the UN partners' input around key messages that the UN wishes to deliver at Expo and preparing the groundwork for a strategic concept on UN participation and Expo 2015. Over the next 2 years, it will be important for the various UN agencies to work together and draw on the unique strengths and areas of expertise offered by each UN agency in order to successfully showcase the activities and best practices of the United Nations in fields related to the theme of Expo. As you know, Expo 2015 is devoted to food, one of the crucial challenges of our immediate future. This provides a unique opportunity for the UN system to create momentum around food-related generational challenges, of which the first, without any doubt, is hunger. We hope to incorporate the UN system key messages throughout the exhibition area in such a way that we have a definitive impact on the visitors' experience. There will be also the possibility for the UN system to collaborate with other Expo participants, particularly countries and civil society organizations, and this can be dealt either bilaterally or most likely in a future permanent representatives briefings that is arranged here in FAO in the coming months. Food is a central element of human life, and we need to ensure a 360-degree comprehensive approach to it that includes interlinked challenges such as how to feed an expected 9 billion global citizens in a sustainable manner in 2050, taking into account issues like water scarcity, climate change, the interrelations between food and health, cultural heritage perspectives, the role of food in rural poverty alleviation, etc. Expo Milano will be celebrated during a crucial year for the UN system. The post-2015 agenda will be approved during Expo in September, most likely, including the Sustainable Development Goals. The Climate Change Agreement is expected to be finalized in that year, and Beijing Plus 2020, celebrating the increasing role of gender and women, will be celebrated. The UN system is sustained by its member countries and citizens that frequently have a very limited knowledge of what the UN system performs daily to ensure a better world for all of us. International expositions devoted to such a significant issue as food offer an incredible opportunity to bring UN messages to the forefront of the public attention, illustrating how we effectively employ the resources on a daily basis and how success is achieved in achieving our goals will depend on their support. The UN system is committed in its partnership with the host country to create momentum for Expo 2015 and its team food in the months to come. We are identifying any event or occasion where it will be possible to highlight the potential of Expo, like, for example, the Inc. 2, ECN 2, that is coming in a just time and is presently being prepared in FAO these days. The UN system is also eager to find ways for Expo to have a lasting effect, and we are working closely with Expo organizers and other partners to ensure that an appropriate legacy is left by Expo, providing a generational perspective on food. And in that sense, the international competition that has been just launched by Commissioner Sala is a huge potential and a core element of this legacy element. Allow me, before closing, to thank all of those that have contributed to this stage, and first of all, those who brought the idea of a horizontal input of the UN instead of the traditional pavilion approach. The provisional team that was led by Johannes Mengesha, who is here during the first months, the legal advice that was necessary to find the text that we are going to sign, led by Antonio Tavares here in FAO and IFAD and World Food Programme, and very especially the personal commitment of Laura Pasetto to find the solutions. The UN Expo team led since September by Clara Vélez, and for sure the partnership with Expo, with the Commissioner Sala, with Stefano Gatti, and with the representation of Italy to the UN system in Rome, led by Gianni Gysi. And finally, for sure, the support of the Secretary General and the FAO Director General for all this work. Allow me to close by reaffirming the UN commitment to this joint venture between Expo and the UN system, and it is with great pleasure that we will now sign the UN participation contract for Expo 2015. Grazie mille, thank you very much.